We're in the studio. I've got some special guests from Sailor 360. I've got EA1 David Davis, MA1 Christina Cortez. Tell me a little bit about your background and what brought you in to be part of Sailor 360.
When I first came into the Navy, I didn't know how to pick out opportunities that would make the Navy fun. I know that we come in and we have a understanding that we're supposed to come in, defend the United States, and all of that is swell. But while doing that, I wanted to find an opportunity to be able to have fun as well, to find enjoyance in being able to defend the country. So being part of this program and coming here to Bahrain, it was the first time I've even heard of the program. Just gave me the opportunity to give back and be able to build camaraderie around the base.
MA1, tell us a little bit about your background and how long you've been with the Navy.
Yeah, of course. So I've been with the Navy for 8 years. I've gone to some really cool places. This is actually my second time here in Bahrain. I'm very excited to be back. Throughout my time, I've seen many Sailor 360 programs, but they've all been smaller scale than what we currently have here in Bahrain. Most of them would hit wickets on training sailors, but they wouldn't hit any of the fun aspects or the physical training aspects. They wouldn't hit the community relation aspects. When I got here and I saw the program, I saw great bones. I saw people that were excited. I saw junior sailors specifically that were excited to get involved with the program and to do more for NSA Bahrain. I knew that I had to be a part of that, and now my goal is to just grow it and get more junior sailors involved, make better community relations with ourselves and our host nation, and to make it fun.
Speaking of fun, it's been a couple weeks now, but you all had some great events, some like water balloon, dodgeball, there was tug of war. Tell us a little bit about, you know, some of these events and why do you host them?
Well, that water balloon dodgeball event was incredibly fun. I definitely got hit a couple times in the face, but, you know, all in good fun. We had some junior sailors out there. We actually had Master Chief Harris out there as well, and he was a great sport about it all. But I think the reason that we choose to do events like that is because not many things here, besides MWR, are catering to fun aspects or fun things to do for junior sailors. A lot of times we'll see associations doing community relation events or volunteer events, but they're not really doing anything fun. So that's where Sailor 360 wants to step up and take care of that for our sailors here at NSA Bahrain.
And just getting the opportunity to get people out. A lot of times we get caught in a routine where we go to work, we may or may not work out, we go home and we start it over again. So getting people out to do something around their coworkers and peers is, you know, it just brings happiness. And that's what we're looking for, is just to be able to create ideas and events that people can come out and just share with their peers.
It's not all about fun and games, right? There's a little bit of discipline, some focus. I understand that you host several training programs as well, and talk a little bit about what you offer some of the service members.
So we offer a plethora of things as far as going from exams and being able to study your bibs, knowing how to put in leave, how to work in SIPs, knowing how to find any of the bibs that you need to actually look for, looking for blue jacket sailor, the quarter prep work. It follows a multitude of study material that people can use that you don't get that much in day-to-day operations in the work office.
Absolutely. And I will take this time to say that Sailor 360 is actually offering a Navy Advancement Exam studying training on the 13th of August at 1500 in the main chapel. So if you want to do some last minute cramming and studying for the advancement exam, I highly recommend you come out. ISC Romeo does a phenomenal job with this training, and she is taking time out of her day to make sure that she offers us this training.
It can be challenging to get a hold of different people and organizations. What's the easiest way that service members can get in touch with you? Do you have regular meetings or just, you know, an easy way to reach the leadership?
So our meetings aren't on specific days. However, we do have a Facebook. It is NSA Bahrain Sailor 360. That's also the name of our Instagram. If you send us a message there, you'll definitely be able to get into contact with myself or EA1 Davis or any of our PAOs. I also work at Building 787. So if you ever want to stop by and come see me, I will love to talk to you.
You can also just come up and talk to us. We're very personal people. You will see us walking around. We will have t-shirts put on for all of the Sailor 360 committee, so you'll be able to notice who is who and be able to go up there and talk to them and ask them what they do and how can you do something that, like, if you want to give training, be able to talk to us, and we'll set up a date for you to give some training to some sailors.
Excellent. Looking forward to some training, continual career development here at NSA Bahrain with Sailor 360. Before you all head out, I know you've got a lot of things on your plate, things to take care of. What else would you like to share with some of our listeners?
Please stand by for all of the things that we're putting out. We have a lot of things that's coming down the pipeline that you should probably be privy to. We're working on events that's going to be happening this month for the deadlift competition. That's going to be huge. Please show up. Even if you don't deadlift, be there to support your peers. If we can get some of the officers to show up, a lot of the khaki, that would do volumes for the junior troops because they follow your lead.
Absolutely, A1. I think for me, what I would love for everybody to know is that Sailor 360 is for everyone. It's for every rank, every rate, and it doesn't even just have to be for the Navy. We want to be able to reach everybody and find something that works for everybody.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming to the studio, sharing a little bit about your backgrounds and, of course, Sailor 360.